Today we have entered into a new year, but what I want to know is, are you going to celebrate the same way you did last year and this year? Are you expecting some new things to come on your horizon that you can partake in this year that you didn't receive last year? If you do the same thing you did last year, you will get the same result. We all know insanity means doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So the question is, are you insane? Look at your neighbor and say, are you insane? Go ahead and sit down. I ain't really come to preach. I just came to teach for a second. I'm going to try to get in and get out your way. I just wanted to share a few things. So we definitely won't be up here long. But in a sense, I almost feel like preaching. But let's just go ahead and get to the teaching, because I want to make sure that these points, and just real simple points, three real simple points, but I want to make sure that your 23 is not a repeat of your 22. Let me see your drumsticks, good sir. All right. So these are the drumsticks that the drummer was using, correct? All right. Here you go, Taylor. So now what I want you to do, Taylor, is in my favorite key, D flat, I want you to play me a major 7 chord with the drumstick. The full chord. You can only arpeggio it, right? You can't do it, right? All right. So let's kill that. Put the drumsticks down. Use your fingers, which is meant and designed for you to play with, and then play me in D flat without them strings, just a regular piano song. Major 7. All right, so just play the full chord one time. All right, now call them out for me. D flat, call them out. D flat, F, A flat, and C. That's the major 7, right? Okay, so pretty much check this out. When I gave her the drumsticks and asked her to play that major 7, she was not able, right? But when I removed the drumsticks and asked her to play that major 7 with her fingers, now she was capable. Sometimes we have the right equipment with the wrong application. You understand that? See, the equipment is already made and designed for her to be able to do what she needs to do, but we're applying the wrong process. God has given us the ability to do things, and what we like to do is we like to involve ourselves in the situation and bring drumsticks to a keyboard. Bringing the wrong application is just as bad as having the wrong equipment. The end result is nowhere. So the title today is, don't let your mouth activate debit when you need credit. So now, fortunate, a lot of us are able to speak. So we have been given the ability to say different words and different things. But a lot of us do what most say is just talking, right? That person just talking. Meaning you're saying words, but adding no substance and no value to anybody. You're literally just talking. And we all find ourselves being guilty of just talking. But just talking can have a detrimental effect if you're not saying the right things. So we're talking about going into this new year with a new mindset. But if you come into the new year with a new mindset, but you still have the same speech, you're going to be in the same state that you were. So not only do we need to come into 23 with a new mindset, but we need to have a renewal of our speech, a renewed speech. So if we go to Proverbs 21:23, guard your words, mind what you say, and you will keep yourself out of trouble. And then if we go to Luke 6:45, good people have good things saved in their hearts. That's why they say good things. But those who are evil have hearts full of evil, and that's why they say things that are evil. What people say with their mouth comes from what fills their heart. What are you feeling inside? What are you putting in? What are you storing? When you wake up and go into the mirror, what are you saying? Somebody shout out, what do you say in the mirror? Tell me, what do you say? Good morning, gorgeous. Okay, that sounds good. What else do somebody say? Okay, all right, so I'm not hearing enough things coming out. So could it be some of us are looking at ourselves not saying anything? We're looking in the mirror, not saying anything positive. Do you know if you just look in the mirror every day and tell yourself that you are loved, you will start believing it. If you look in the mirror and say, see, even when the word was hitting me, I had to go down in my soul and say, Cartier, what are you saying in the mirror? I'm saying absolutely nothing. I look at myself every day and say nothing. I just see me. And sometimes that's what we do, but here's the thing. God said if you're just seeing you and not speaking something into existence that you can hang on to, how are you starting your day off? What you're starting your day off should be something that you are proclaiming about you. So what he said I should be saying is, Cartier, you should look at yourself and say, I'm an overcomer. You should look at yourself and say, you are the head and not the tail. You should look at yourself and say, Cartier, you're going to be this year the lender, not the borrower. See, this only matters to people who had a rough 22 like me, a financial rough year. Being able to tell myself that this year I'm going to be giving out money to people, that starts to encourage me. That starts to rise something in my spirit. See, you may need to be something else in the mirror. You may say, God, I need you to show up for me today. So if you say that all things are possible, God, I need all things to be possible today. You may need to say, God, yea, do I walk through the shadow? Oh, no scriptures in here? No, nobody knows any scriptures? Even if you don't know any scriptures, just look in the mirror and say something that your spirit can agree with. Today is a great day. See, this is something for you, for anybody. You're going to school, you know you're going to have to deal with some stuff. Say, today is a great day. See, if I look in the mirror and I start to believe that I'm going to be an overcomer, when I get to my job and now I got Tony sitting there just plucking my nerves, you know, I don't know why they set me beside Tony, but now I'm beside Tony. And Tony loves to do nothing but pluck my nerves. Tony likes to call me out my name. He likes to do a lot of different things. But because I walked into my job with the spirit of overcoming, there is nothing that Tony can do to get me off my rocker. What you say out your mouth to yourself matters. Start speaking something, including me. Start speaking something. So when I gave my son, me and my son, he's 14, and so I'm in the process of trying to teach my son many things as I can before I die. So I'm trying to attack it if If I was gone next week, have I equipped my 14-year-old with enough things that he could become a great man and sustain and overcome what life has to throw at him? That's including Jesus, right? Because I'm realizing he's coming to church, but it's not in him. He's here, he's participating, but he doesn't have a personal relationship. So my first agenda is to introduce Jesus to him again. See, I can't get caught up that, oh, you're a pastor and you're a pastor's son and he's just going to know. No, what I have to make sure is that I continue to walk and live in the way that I'm supposed to, that he can see the example and get taught the example. Once I do that, then he's able to become something or something similar of what I always hope he would become, which is better than me. You know, that's the bar. Every parent in here could agree you want your kids to be simply healthy and better than you, whatever the situation. So I started teaching him a couple years ago how to use a credit card, how to use a debit card, how to go in the store and make purchases. So get what you're going to get, know the price, make sure when she rings it up or he, that it's the price that you agreed upon. Then place your card in the reader, pay for it, get your receipt, verify what they charge you was what you got, and then walk out. So what my son Ty used to do is he would take my card, go in the store, get the item, go to the register, and then put his card in, and then it would pop up asking him, do he want to do debit? He would say yes, but I never gave him my PIN, right? So he would take the card, come all the way out again and say, hey, it's not working. And I say, how is it not working? I gave you my card. He was like, it's not working. So I said, okay, I'll go in there, do it myself. Next time I'll send him back there and again. Same thing will happen. Same thing will happen again. And then I said, Ty, I'm telling you to use credit, but you continue to try to do debit. See, that's how some of us are. God has given us the card with all the assets of what we need to survive and make it through, but we get to the register and try to do debit, but don't know the PIN. If he's already given you the Holy Spirit inside of you and equipped you to have what you need to make it, why are you going to the battle with nothing? If he's there, he's there, right? So if he's there and you're not using him, who fault is that? Is it that he can't supply or that you stop him from supplying? Which one is it? It's usually and always will be that we stop him because there is no limit for him. He's able to supply. So finally, my son goes in there and gets the concept, and he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the lady to take my card and get this thing to work. So I said, man, how did you get that to work? Oh, I just asked the lady. Then the next time he went in and asked the lady, then eventually he got it down for himself, right? So here's what I'm saying. Sometimes if you're not even capable of speaking the words over your own life, any bold people in this building? If you bold, just say I'm bold. You got to see Sister Jessica and then go speak something over. You got to see Sister Aunt and say something over. You got to take your boldness and speak your words over them until they can speak it to themselves. It's the same way that when you got a baby, you change their diaper until they can go potty train by themselves, do you? Or do you see the person in need and let their butt still needs to be wiped? Which person are you? We're talking about being new, having a renewance of mind. So it goes around with multiple things. It goes around with what I need and how can I help you? We already talked in the previous message a way to getting and being open and being able to receive blessings is to be able to do something for somebody else while you're needing, expecting God to supply your need. So we already know he can do it. So it's just a matter of doing. All right, so if you're taking notes, this is just a note, little, just a conversation today. Ain't no hard preaching, just a conversation. Second point would be clear understanding is priceless. Clear understanding is priceless. Having clarity in its simple definition means the quality of being clear and easy to understand. Desire means a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. Sometimes we can't want for something with no real clarity of why we want this something. How many is in that boat? How many found themselves looking and wanting something from God but have no real clear, precise clarity of what it is that you want? Oh, so I'm just talking to myself. So none of y'all came in this building today talking, I'm going to lose 75 pounds today. This is my year, 75 pounds, 50 pounds. Oh, I'm going to learn how to drive a motorcycle this year. Oh, I'm going to get that new car. Oh, I'm going to get. Nobody came in this building. Nobody got any. No, just me. So, if you're talking this way, the question is, why do you want to lose, ladies, why do you want to lose the 75 pounds, right? Is it just, you know, and it may not be 75, that's just a high number, but let's say 20 to get closer to home. Why do you want to lose the 20? Is it to fit in the old wedding dress? Or is it simply so that you can fit the clothes you weren't able to wear for 4 years? That's just part A. The full clarity of this is, okay, I have clothes in my closet that I have not worn for 4 years. I want to be able to wear them because it will give me a new wardrobe because nobody saw it since 4 years ago. And it also will save me money that will now allow me to take that money and then put it into a savings account, IRA, stocks, or whatever you want to do. See, that's a full clarity, precise understanding of what you're trying to do. I want to open a nonprofit this year. I want to, in that nonprofit, go outside to the homeless individuals and cut their hair for free. I want to pull up on you, cut your hair for free. That is my desire for this year. But the clarity and understanding is me laying it out. How do I get this to be done? If you have no clarity of why you want to do the something, then you're going to get to the point where you don't do the something. This is why you're still 75, 20 pounds heavy, because you never had a real clarity, a real understanding of why you wanted to lose the weight. So 2023, you will still be, oh, y'all don't like this word, fat. In 2023, if you do nothing different, you'll still be fat. I want to lose some pounds in my stomach. I got a gut. But if I don't do anything different, I'm still going to have a gut. Then I'm going to tell myself, oh, I still look good with my gut. So now I done made excuses up because I don't want to do what it takes to get a different result. So we just stand on that. The last point, I'm going to get out your hair, is what value you place on the task or desire determines what action you take. What value you place on the task or desire determines what action you take. So if I say, Miss Lowers, this is a dialogue. Hey, Miss Lowers, how are you today? Oh, I am doing great. Just up here in front of people, just talking. You know, just talking. But I just got a question for you. If you found yourself in this situation where your daughter was in the hospital and she needed a blood transfusion, they had no other blood to do it, but you was a match, would you do it? You do it immediately, right? The reason why she would do it is because she sees high importance of value in that circumstance. The way you value the situation is how you're going to act. because that is of a life or death or very important her, she hops on it, right? So, but if I ask you, brother, I don't know your name. What's your name? Marvin, Mr. Marvin, if you have any kids, sir? Okay, you have a daughter, great. If she wanted to go to Disney World tomorrow, are you going to drop everything and take her? Okay, you would take her. Okay, that's good. All right. Kaya, if you had the money and your boyfriend wanted to go to Disney World, yeah, you here, buddy. I'm talking. Oh, yeah. And you wanted to go to Disney World, would you take him? Probably. Okay, Jessica, if your kids asked you to go to Disney World the very next day, would you take them? Okay, because what happens is we got three different answers, or one and a half. Depending on how you see that situation and value it determines what you're going to do. See, she may say, I have the money, but it doesn't make sense for me to do it right now, so I need to strategically plan for 2024 April. And that's when me and my boys gonna go to Disney World. And then you have another person who may find themselves and they'll do it immediately and everything's cool, right? They could afford it, they did it, everything's great. Then you got another person who did it the next day and went down there, and this is what they had to do. Because they didn't have the finances, they put it on their credit card, right? So now they're in Florida living it up and all this and doing all this stuff, get back to work, and find out they're doing layoffs. Now they're getting their hours reduced. See, sometimes, even if you value the situation, you still have to make a conscious choice about what you're going to do. You still have to make a decision. The reason we were like we were in 2022 is because of our decision making. If you don't change your habits, we already talked about it, you're going to get the same things over. So simply put today, if you want to be better in 2023, we have to do what? We have to change our speech. What you say is going to be happening. What's in your heart is going to come out with your words. Put something else in there different. Speak differently. Get you a new mindset and get busy. Because we do realize nothing can happen without action, right? But if you don't have a clear, precise understanding of your plan, how far can it really get? A plan without action is dead. Faith without works is dead. So simply put today, make a choice that this year I'm going to speak differently and act differently. Going to speak differently, then act differently. Just say it one time, I'm going to let you go. If you say it real good, I'm out of here. I'm out of here quick. That fool going to come. You're going to, oh, hold on. We can't even get on the page for one line. Hold on now. I thought you wanted me to go. All right, sounds good to me. I'm gone.
Amen, amen. We're going to speak differently and act differently. And praise God for the word. Hallelujah. At this time, we are going to pray over the food. We're going to have a New Year's breakfast today. Just ask that you bow your heads. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you bless this food that we are about to receive, oh God. Let it be for the nourishment of our bodies and the upkeep of our souls. Bless the hands that prepared the food and the mouths and stomachs it's going into. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.